The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And in some national entertainment news, continues to sound like Christina Applegate might be retiring from acting. Applegate is nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award for her role in Dead to Me. And when speaking about the show, she revealed it's my last award show as an actor, probably, so it's kind of a big deal. The Married with Children star isn't ready to leave the business completely behind, noting she could see herself producing and doing a ton of voiceovers. The actress announced in August 2021 that she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Mick Fleetwood isn't sounding very positive about Fleetwood Mac performing as a band again, following the death of longtime bandmate Christine McVie, who died in November at the age of 79. The Britain-born singer, songwriter, and keyboard player was the creative force behind some of Fleetwood Mac's biggest hits, including Everywhere, Little Lies, Say You Love Me, Songbird, and Don't Stop. She was a steady presence in a band known for its frequent lineup changes and volatile personalities, most notably Nix and Buckingham. And there's a question. Is Kevin Costner leaving the hit drama Yellowstone? The rumor has surfaced, kind of taken on a life of its own, so much so that Paramount decided it needed to respond. Their statement, we have no news to report. As reported by Deadline.com, Costner is apparently having issues surrounding disagreements over shooting schedules. Also in the report, Paramount said Kevin Costner is a big part of Yellowstone, and we hope that's the case for a long time to come. Another piece of the report suggests the show's co-creator and showrunner, Taylor Sheridan, is working on wrapping up the series in its current form and launch a franchise to continue the Dutton family story, possibly starring Matthew McConaughey. The series, which follows the lives of the Montana ranch family, has become enormously popular, so much so that it has three spinoffs, 1883, 1932, and the forthcoming 6666. All right, we're going to talk about a lineup at the Crown Theater at Crown Complex in Fayetteville. Friday, March 3rd, it is Country Wayne. Saturday, March 11th, Royal Comedy 2023, featuring some more Bruce, Lavelle Crawford, and Special K. Friday, March 31st, comedian John Crist. Saturday, April 1st, Boys to Men. Thursday, May 4th, Dino Ranch Live. Sunday, May 7th, World Ballet Series Cinderella. And Friday, May 26th, Deuces Wild Comedy Tour with Earthquake, D.C. Curry, Little Duval, and Arnez J. And there's the Greenfield Lake Amphitheater in Wilmington. Friday and Saturday, April 7th and 8th, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. Friday, April 14th, Indigo Girls. Sunday, April 16th, Father John Misty. Thursday, April 20th, Spafford. Saturday, April 22nd, Judah and the Lion. Friday, April 28th, Humphreys McGee. Saturday, April 29th, Ben Folds. Then more closer to summer in late May, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. July 15 and 16, Michael Fronte and Spearhead. All right, Raleigh Little Theater. Raleigh Little Theater is close to announcing its upcoming productions for the 2023-24 season. The live season announcement is set for Tuesday, February 21st. Meanwhile, March 17th through the 26th is Fancy Nancy at Raleigh Little Theater. Fancy Nancy the musical. See, Fancy Nancy and her friends Bree, Rhonda, and Wanda and Lionel are going to be performing in their very first show, Deep Sea Dances. Nancy is positive, that's Fancy for 100% sure, that she and Bree will be picked to be mermaids. But another girl is picked for the coveted role. Nancy is stuck playing a dull tree and works to bring Fancy flair to her role. And the final two productions for this current season, May 5th through the 21st, My Wonderful Birthday Suit, and June 2nd through the 18th, Hands on a Hard Body. There's also Raleigh Little Theater's Movies in the Garden, two shows on the current schedule, April 27th, Moulin Rouge, and on May 25th, Transformers. Justice Theater Project Productions, now through the 26th of February, The Best of Enemies. A fiery civil rights leader and the Grand Cyclops of the KKK must work together to face the best and worst of themselves as they clash over school desegregation. This is at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. Then in April, the 13th through the 23rd, Tiny Beautiful Things, Theater Raleigh on Oakwood Wake Forest Road in Raleigh. In May, it's The Dead Man. And in June, Urinetown, the musical. All right, the amphitheaters are getting their schedules lined up at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. June 1st, Dead & Company. June 30th, Kids Bop Live. July 12th, Matchbox 20. Three shows currently, or four. In August, on the 4th, Eric Church and Cody Jinks. August 7th, Disturbed. On the 8th, Foreigner and Loverboy. And then August 29th, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. One show currently in September, Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top, and Uncle Cracker. And all the way in October, Zach Brown Band, King Calloway, and Tennille Towns. And in late October, it's Luke Bryan. Red Hat Amphitheater, April 14th, that's a Friday, Mount Joy. Saturday, May 20th, Youngblood, the World Tour with the Regrets. Saturday, June 3rd, Dermot Kennedy, the Sonder Tour. Wednesday, June 14th, at Red Hat, Noah Kahan's Stick Season with Joy Oladokun. Saturday, June 17th, Revolution, Good Vibe Summer Tour 2023. Tuesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies, the Last Summer on Earth Tour. Sunday, July 16th, Young the Giant with Milky Chance and Rosalyn. July 21st, Lewis Tomlinson, Faith in the Future World Tour 2023. July 28th, Walker Hayes with Ingrid Andress and Breland. August 13th, Tyler Childers, Send in the Hounds Tour. And September 23rd, Parker McCollum with Jackson Dean. And at Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Saturday, April 29th, Reuben Studdard and Clay Aiken, 20 the Tour. Friday, June 2nd, Smooth Nights featuring jazz greats Incognito and Mesa. August 4th and 5th, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, September 17th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show, Dark Side 50 Tour. And then in late September, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. Wilmington is hosting the Dave Matthews Band later this spring. It's part of the band's 2023 summer tour. The band will perform at Live Oak Bank Pavilion at Riverfront Park in Wilmington, May 30th and 31st. The tour coincides with the band's planned release of its 10th studio album, Walk Around the Moon. PNC Arena. All right, we've got the big show on Friday, February 17th. Of Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. Of course, this is the pre-party show in advance of Saturday's hockey stadium series at Carter-Finley Stadium. The outdoor game features a face-off between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. All right. Also at PNC Arena, Thursday, March 2nd, Jeff Dunham and his crew, Still Not Cancer Tour. Friday, March 10th, Kevin Ladisi, the Soul to Soul Tour at the Women's Empowerment Expo. Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. Friday, March 17th, Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th, it's Monster Jam. Friday, March 24th, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. And Thursday, March 30th, Nate Bergazzi, the Be Funny Tour. And April, Harlem Globetrotters. In May, Lizzo, the Special Tour, and Stevie Nicks, also in May. In June, Ricardo Arjona. August, Sam Smith, Gloria, the Tour, and in October, Shania Twain, Queen of Me Tour. Okay, checking the local clubs, we'll start off with Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, February 15th, Great Mountain Groove featuring Sicard Hollow, the Sweet Lilies, and Pixie and the Party Grass Boys. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 17th, Tuesday's Gone, a classic Skinnerd reenactment with ZZ Top Notch and Jut Thomas Trio. And the concert starts at 8. Saturday, February 18th, The Breakfast Club, 80s Party Band at 9. Sunday, February 19th, Blank Earth to the Starts Tour with Crystal Skies and Vendetta. And it starts at 9. Wednesday, February 22nd, Lotus. The show starts at 9. Friday, February 24th, Boogie T with the Whiddler, Kaiva, No Ticks, and Skelton. The show starts at 9:30. Thursday, March 2nd, Muscadine Bloodline at 8:30. March 3rd, the Maxell 90, 40th anniversary of REM's Chronic Town, starts at 8. March 4th, Alan Doyle and the Beautiful, Beautiful Band with Chris Trapper at 8. Thursday, March 9th, Mustache the Band at 8. Friday, March 10th, Sidewinder with Monica James Band at 8. Saturday, March 11th, Cosmic Charlie, Dark Side of the Dead at 8:30. And Sunday, March 12th, Papa Chubby at 8 o'clock. The Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, Thursday, February 16th. August Burns Red, 20-year anniversary tour. Sunday, February 19th, Corey Wong with Victory Wooten and special guest Truesdale. Thursday, February 23rd, Destroy Lonely, No Stylist Tour. Friday, February 24th, Russell Dickerson, She Likes It Tour. Saturday, February 25th, K. Michelle. Sunday, February 26th, DVSN, Working on My Karma Tour. And Tuesday, February 28th, NAV, Never Sleep Tour. Wednesday, March 8th, an evening with They Might Be Giants, Flood Show. Saturday, March 11th, Key Glock, the glaucoma tour. And at Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street, where most shows start at 9. Wednesday, February 15th, Jeff Beck tribute, celebrating the late great guitar hero at 8. Thursday, February 16th, Dogs in a Pile, winter rescue tour with the Wright Avenue. Friday, February 17th, Tell Me Lies, Fleetwood Mac experience. Saturday, February 18th, Fruits of Our Labor, Josh Clark's Visible Spectrum. Sunday, February 19th, Bands and Babes, Metal Edition, featuring Necrosexual and Starcrown at 8. Tuesday, February 21st is a Tuesday, Mardi Gras Party with Boom Unit Brass Band and Organ Failure at 8. Friday, February 24th, Hank Sinatra, the album release show. Saturday, February 25th, Tie for Thought, DJ Pop Money. Sunday, February 26th, Midnight North at 8. Monday, February 27th, Ringworm, along with Tooth and Claw and End of Your Rope at 8. Thursday, March 2nd, Late Notice with The Layaways and Stan and Dingy at 8. Friday, March 3rd, Travers Brothership. Saturday, March 4th, Will McBride Group, the VCT Radio at 8:30. Sunday, March 5th, Will Overman with the River Tramps, and that show starts at 7:30. The music festival known as Dreamville returns to Raleigh's Dix Park this year. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. This past spring, the Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000 people. All right, Spectrum Center in Charlotte, a brief look at their schedule. Friday, February 17th, Impractical Jokers. Saturday, February 18th, Adam Sandler Live. Sunday, February 26th, Winter Jam 2023. March 10th, New Edition, Legacy Tour 23. March 18th, Raul Alejandro, Saturno World Tour 2023. April 21st, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. At PNC Pavilion in Charlotte. May 12th, Janet Jackson and Ludacris. May 30th, Dead and Company. June 27th, Big Time Rush and Max and Jax. June 28th, Shania Twain. And then in July, Kids Bop Live, Matchbox 20, Fall Out Boy, Bring Me the Horizon, Royal, and The Serpent and Car. And finally, July 31st, it is Disturbed. That's all at PNC Pavilion in Charlotte. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concert scheduled so far this summer, Saturday, July 15th, Luke Combs. And then August 9th is Beyonce and the Renaissance World Tour. And again, a look at the Greensboro Coliseum lineup. Friday, February 10th, Legends of the Streets Tour Reloaded. Saturday, February 11th, Journey, Freedom Tour 2023. Thursday, February 23rd, Blake Shelton, Back to the Honky Tonk Tour. Saturday, February 25th, Winter Jam 2023. In March the 25th, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. March 31st and April 1st, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. And then in April, the Eagles on the 4th, Hotel California 23 Tour. Cat Williams, April 8th, Harlem Globetrotters, April 14th. Los Temerarios, April 15th. New Edition Legacy Tour, April 23rd. And then April 29th, Kenny Chesney, I Go Back Tour 23. The comedy clubs, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Friday through Sunday, February 17th through the 19th, it's Marlon Wayans, an actor, producer, comedian, writer, and film director. Marlon's films have grossed more than $736 million in domestic box office and $1 billion in global box office. Thursday, February 23rd, Eric D'Alessandro, his passion for comedy is equally credited to his creative mindset, as well as his big Italian-American family, which inspires his raw comedic sketches and uncensored, relatable rhetoric. Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, Ricky Smiley, as a much-loved comedian, television host, and top-rated nationally syndicated radio personality, Smiley has earned a reputation for delivering audience-pleasing performances on stage and off. Friday through Sunday, March 3rd through the 5th, it's Desi Banks, a stand-up comedian, actor, and social media personality whose online presence reaches over 15 million followers across multiple platforms. Thursday, March 9th, David Lucas. David started his career early on the MTV Yo Mama show. Soon after, he moved to Hollywood to pursue his entertainment career, landing a role on his show Roast Me. On All Def Digital, he became a popular name. Friday through Sunday, March 10th through the 12th, Steve Byrne. Steve has established himself as one of the most reliable and versatile stand-up comedians working over the course of his 20-plus year career. All shows at the Raleigh Improv are 18-plus and less noted. Then there's Goodnight's Comedy Club in the Village District. Thursday, February 16th, Matt Bellasse, a comedian, writer, and social media sensation known for his witty and irreverent takes on adulthood and the struggles of everyday life. Friday through Sunday, February 17th through the 19th, Emma Willman, a Maine native and a Comedy Cellar regular, as well as being one of the top comedians in New York City. Emma has her own comedy show, The Check Spot, on SiriusXM, and is currently the host of the hit podcast Inside the Closet. Friday and Saturday, February 17th and 18th, Ally Makovsky. Her stand-up has received over 3 million views on Just for Laughs Digital. She hosts a podcast called Resting Bitch and has opened for big-name comics at theaters and arenas, as well as opening for musical artist St. Vincent. She was selected as a 2022 New Face of Comedy at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Tuesday, February 21st, Casey Frey, an American dancer, actor, comedian, YouTuber, TikToker, Instagrammer, and social media personality. Wednesday, February 22nd, Mike Mello. Mike, an 18-year vet in comedy. His laid-back style with a smooth delivery and quick wit keeps crowds on their toes and in stitches. Thursday, February 23rd, Brian Malo. Brian's known as the science comedian. His unique blend of comedy and science has been entertaining audiences from TEDx Berkeley to Los Alamos National Lab. And he's made a name for himself as the go-to comedian for all things nerdy. And the final weekend of February features Jess Hilarious and Brian Bates. Again, all shows 18 plus, unless noted. Carolina Performing Arts. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, February 17th, it's the Carolina Jazz Festival, Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall. Saturday and Sunday, February 25th and 26th, it's Omar at Memorial Hall. Shows start at 7. Tuesday, March 7th, Mailer Chamber Orchestra with Mitsuko Ushida, piano and director. The artist is one of the greatest Mozart interpreters of our time. Friday and Saturday, March 10th and 11th, Toshi Reagan, Toshi's back. Our longest-running artist-in-residence returns to Chapel Hill for her culminating Creative Futures project, an uplifting musical event created in partnership with and inspired by the local community. And Duke performances, again, all shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, February 18th, Chompy Quartet, Black Angels at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, February 24th, an evening with Gregory Porter, and that show is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, February 25th, Alessio Bank at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, February 26th, West Eastern Divan Ensemble, Baldwin Auditorium at 7. Saturday, March 4th, it's Nella Rojas, Reynolds Industries Theater performance. Friday, March 10th, Boris Giltburg, and performance is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, March 11th, Castalian String Quartet, Baldwin Auditorium. And on Saturday, March 25th, it's Tetzlaff, and Dorkin Trio. And that, too, is at Baldwin Auditorium. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.